you know, there's always an element of partisanship up here. I mean, that's part of it. And that comes from the leadership on both sides, because the leadership looks at things that they want to accomplish. But this body is, I think, all about the members. And my dealings with the members, you know, have been, in many instances, very different than what sometimes is projected in the media. You know, there are a lot of things that we've been able to work on here to get things done. And they're small in scale. I mean, they're not things along the realm of healthcare, but they're getting little things done. It may be something in the Defense Authorization Act. It may be, you know, trying to find some co-sponsors for a bill. So they're simple things, but they're very, I think, elemental to how this body works. Now, is everything perfect? No. But, I mean, you saw today just that press conference on the National Day of Prayer. I mean, there were a number of folks there from the other side of the aisle. So I think you see a number of examples up here. They don't attract people's attention because the attention goes to the places where there's friction, and yeah. And that makes for good copy. But there are a number of things that go on up here that I think, you know, do give me some positive future outlook on how this body functions. And granted, I appreciate Senator By's frustration. I would say this, though. I think also to the idea that the minority can obstruct is also an oversold notion, because the minority is so far the minority that it's difficult. I think, like any, regardless of the party who's in the minority, they have, I think, a duty to make sure that they make the arguments for the converse side. And hopefully the way the process works is for those ideas to work their way into the crafting of legislation, to bring the legislation to a place where there's more agreement or as much agreement as possible. Some of that hasn't happened. I mean, some of that has been, hey, it's my way or no way, and if you don't vote for what we put forward, then you're being obstructionist or you're being partisan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think sometimes the process, too, is portrayed in a way that it really is not. I mean, there's not, in some instances, that effort to bring those other ideas in, or as much as you need to try to find those areas. Now, I think a great example is the Financial Services Bill, or Consumer Financial Protection. I mean, there's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of talk about what should and what should not happen, but I think ultimately at the end of the day, you'll see something that'll come out of there that'll be bipartisan, even on the heels of the healthcare bill passage, which, you know, the process that was used there, and I realize it's been used in the past, but the process that was used there, you know, doesn't do a whole lot to build bipartisanship. But, you know, there's certainly partisanship that goes on here. That's part of it. When people feel passionate about things, that's going to happen. But I do think that there are things that happen that don't make the headlines that keep the wheels of Congress moving that'll don't get a lot of notice. And I know people are frustrated. They're frustrated with the body, I think, for a couple of reasons. One is because they want to make sure that their representatives are listening. And I think there's a frustration that people feel like, gosh, you know, I see things that need to happen. I see common sense solutions to it, and I just don't see common sense making its way into the legislation or the solutions that are coming up. You know, why isn't that happening? And folks are giving their thoughts and ideas on what should or should not happen, and they don't see that being reflected in the decision. So with that, they get frustrated, and then they see decisions that are being made that they have a hard time grasping as to the logic behind it. So they look at that and they go, listen, I'm a small business. I can't figure out, you know, why do you guys continue to spend in these record deficit amounts when you know it's going to affect the economy, when you know it creates uncertainty for the business community? Why do you do that? And so at that point, they say, well, listen, I don't trust Congress to make good decisions because I don't feel, number one, that they're connected. Number two is I don't feel that they have a grasp on what needs to happen or what good old common sense principles of government are. So I think that's what pushes them towards losing that faith. And it's a matter of us, again, putting the best ideas out there, letting the best ideas come to the surface, and let that prevail as legislation. And but, you know, I put it in perspective too. I don't want to make it seem like this is that this time when there's been disagreement, and there's certainly been partisanship, but that this is unusual. When you go back through the history of our country, and especially during the time of the founding fathers, and you find that they were pretty vocal and they were pretty direct in going after each other and creating the debate and being pretty pointed in their arguments. I mean, you read some of the letters between Adams and Jefferson, who were friends at one time, but then not so close friends, and then at the time of their death, sort of reconciling things, and they were pretty vocal. And I mean, many political leaders through the history of this nation have been, extraordinarily pointed. And this is not necessarily anything that's unusual. I think what people look at is they say, well, we see problems out there, we want to see them solved. We don't expect a perfect solution, but we do expect you guys to at least use some common sense. And I think that, the public's pretty perceptive, and they're pretty good. And one good thing about the House is that elections occur every 2 years. So if the people don't believe things are going the right direction every 2 years, they can perform a self-correction. Mm-hmm. And as Madison said, I like to always go back to the Federalist Papers. Madison, in Federalist Paper 49, was pretty eloquent by saying that all the power that comes to the federal government comes directly from the people, and the Constitution is just there to preserve that which the people, the rights and the liberties that people have, and directing the Congress as to how to preserve them. So I think that's pretty compelling, and ultimately the people, if there's a redirect that needs to happen with Congress, the people out there in the public are pretty adept at creating that redirection.